you Skins fans. Welcome back to iSportsCaster.com for the Redskins Roundup with your man, Big T. Well, I called it last week. I told you it was going to be a Redskins win. Even I, however, did not think it was going to be the absolute beating that took place on Sunday. The Redskins on top, 35-7. Yes, that's right, 35-7 over the Dallas Cowboys. I tell you what, the game went down the way it did because everything just lined up. The Skins on both sides of the ball clicking like they have not in weeks. You couple that up with Dallas pretty much not wanting to win with all the penalties they had all over the place, and the table was just set for an early Christmas Redskins feast. The Skins were finally able to lay that massive beatdown on Dallas we've all been craving so bad. Because in one game, they put it all together and did the things that we've talked about all season that they needed to do to be a successful football team. Score points? Check. 35? Anybody in the NFL would be happy with that. Find someone opposite Santana Moss to step up and make big plays? Check. Chris Cooley filled that role wonderfully. Monster game for Cooley. Put pressure on the quarterback? Check. 7 sacks. Philip Daniels had 4 of those by himself. Unbelievable game. Turnover battle. Had to win it, and we did. Check yet again. 4-1 for the Skins. 3 interceptions, 1 fumble. Now, granted, it wasn't flawless because the Skins did cough it up one time themselves, but at that point in the game, early in the second half when that happened, you almost had to feel like, you know, we can just give them the pity touchdown. It's not going to matter this time. This game was big for the Skins for a multitude of reasons. Number one, it hasn't been since 1995 that we've been able to sweep Dallas. And unlike the first game this year when people could have given you that, well, it was a fluke, they got lucky on some big plays, none of that. Flat out, beat down, no excuses, just a whooping. Reason number two, 8-8. It's a guaranteed no worse than finish for the Skins this year. And three, and right now the biggest and most improbable to me, I'm glad to be eating crow if you listened a couple weeks back, as it stands at this moment, the Skins are in the playoffs. Now, to cement that, what they've got to do is win out. But, you know, with the up-and-down season they've had, starting out 3-0, hitting that stretch limit at 2-6, and then coming back 3-0, all the Skins really could ask for at this point in the season is to have their destiny in their hands. And thanks to Chicago beating Atlanta, Pittsburgh knocking off Minnesota, and us doing our job against Dallas, they can now say that. We go out, we play our game, we win, we keep going. And in order to keep going, the Skins are going to have to continue next week against the Giants in a big Christmas Eve game at FedEx Field. You're talking playoffs written all over it. First of all, on a long shot stretch, if the Skins beat the Giants on Sunday and the Giants drop their season finale in Oakland, the Skins go to the playoffs as the NFC East champions, not as a wild card. Now, while we know that's probably unlikely because myself included, not a lot of people see the Giants dropping one to Oakland out on the West Coast, we still need to get them to keep our wild card playoff chances alive. And now we're going to turn it over to Big T's 3 keys to see what the Skins need to do to get that much needed win 4 in a row against the Giants on Saturday. Key number 1, Tiki Barber. Now, while he's a highly, highly talented back who's having a heck of a season, in a fashion, it does make for a real easy scouting report for the Skins. Close to 40% of the Giants' offensive output comes from Tiki. You stop Tiki, you can win the game. Key number 2. This goes back to a rehash, I admit, of one of last week's keys, which is for the 12th man to step up and be loud. And I got to tell you guys, it was awesome in FedEx Sunday against the Cowboys. Literally, no empty seats in the place by the time the second quarter started. I'll give y'all the first quarter for getting in through the crowds and the traffic and whatnot. It's cool, I won't tell. But once it kicked in, that place was pumped, it was primed, it was loud. Y'all saw how many false starts the Cowboys had. You can't tell me the 12th man doesn't make a difference, and I know it's a holiday or close to one, and a lot of people have commitments, but if you got tickets to the game, you got to show up, you got to rep for the Skins, and you have got to be loud. And finally, key number 3 for the Skins, you've got to finish what you started. It works on several different levels. The first level is just at the game itself. If you get out early like you did on the Cowboys and you put some points on the board, keep driving it home. Put the nail in the coffin. Don't let them hang around. Don't let them climb back into it. On the larger level, the season on a whole, you started out 3-0. You hit a spell in the middle where, let's just be honest, it was rough, that 2-6 period. And now you're right back at it with 3-0 shooting for 4. You came in strong. If you want to go on, you got to go out that same way. You have an intensity level that is just unrivaled coming off that Cowboys game if you can keep it up. The players are pumped. The fans are pumped. Everyone can taste it. It's realistic now. It may still be, you know, a lot of work and a slight long shot, but you control your own destiny. Finish what you started. Alrighty, guys, on a little bit more somber note before we get out of here, I want to say props to Randy Thomas. We all feel for the big guy. It's a loss for that offensive line and that clubhouse chemistry to lose such a natural leader. But man, when they put him on the cart and they took him off, he was still pumping the fist. He was still working the team. He was telling them, get it done. Ray Brown, we know you can step in. You know you're going to fill the hole and be successful. But we got to go out there and we got to get this done for Randy. You could tell he believes in this team and their ability. And we need to show him it's faith that's not misplaced. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the roundup. Normally here, we'd play you a snippet of Hail to the Redskins as an outro, but I think this is a little more fitting this week. So you guys enjoy it. We'll see you back here next week, looking back at what we hope is a huge, huge win against the Giants, and a look forward at the Eagles closing out the regular season. Until then, Hail to the Redskins.
Buzz, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.